We have some extremely local news for you now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Changes coming to Chicago's speed camera program. More now from Seamus Toomey at Block Club Chicago. Morning, Seamus.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, the speed cameras, something we talk a lot about, mostly about them adding them to around the city. But there is a group that's backed by the city that's been studying the usage of them, the fairness of them, all different aspects of all the cameras around the city. It's called the Equity and Enforcement Group, and they came out with a report basically saying there's giving some suggestions for how to make the program better. One of the big ones was to get rid of all the late fees. So if you get one of these tickets, they won't just rack up fee after fee after fee and really, you know, bury people in debt over the years. Mm-hmm. So that's a big one. They also want to come up with some sort of standards for when they find out if these cameras aren't working in certain locations, if they're not truly slowing people down, because that's the supposed reason for these cameras, for traffic safety. But a lot of people, including aldermen, you know, suspect it's a lot more about the money than about the safety. So they want to come up with some kind of rubric that could say, hey, this isn't working here, can we move it somewhere else? So yeah, some of the big ones, but you know, they're not really talking about taking a lot of them down and not replacing them. So, you know, it's one of those things you got to kind of know where they are, or just, you know, drive the speed limit. But yep, sometimes it dips and you don't realize it just for one block. And that's usually how I get caught.
What, 200 of those speed cameras in the city now?
Yeah, about that number. They just added 50 in the last couple months or so. So they're really filling in a lot of the gaps.
They sure are. I was reading about this proposal for a building on the Mag Mile, 500 apartments, and I'm trying to figure out. This is the space where the Nike store is. So is this a lot adjacent to it, or is this part of that store? What is it?
Yeah, it's part of that location. This would go right in the corner of Erie in Michigan. So it's 669 North Michigan. And it's really in the early stages now. Alderman Brendan Riley just announced it. It still has to go through all kinds of approvals. But Riley was, touting it as a opportunity. They're going to put about 500 apartments in this 56-story tower. So he was proposing it as a way to really get some more foot traffic and customers into the stores on the Magnificent Mile, which I think all of them could agree would be a great boost. But really, a huge building. It's one of the biggest on the Magnificent Mile. At 56 stories, it's a little bit more than half the size of the John Hancock, so it's not going to compete with that. And the water tower nearby, that's about 78 stories, so not as big as those ones. But this would be, like I said, 500 apartments. Almost 300 of them would be studio apartments, so they're really trying to, you know, get as many people into this area as possible.
And Cooley High marking 50 years. Is that possible?
Wow. It is. It's unbelievable. It's been 50 years. Cooley High, just sort of a landmark movie set in Cabrini Green, really just showing the experience of neighbors in Cabrini Green and going to Cooley High. It's really a coming of age movie that meant a lot to a lot of people who saw it. Black filmmakers through the years. It's spurred a lot of careers for the actors as well. So they're celebrating it at Kennedy King College tonight. There's going to be a free screening, and there's going to be a panel discussion about kind of what this meant, just for the area, for just showing life what it was like in Cabrini Green in 1964, I believe it was set in. But it's really a great movie for those who haven't seen it. It's really kind of a time capsule of that time as well. So just watching the old trains and buses, it's really kind of fun to see what Chicago looked like in 1975.
Yeah, the coming of age classic marks 50 years. Seamus, thank you. Have a good day.